Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, everybody? What's going on? What it do? What it do? Welcome back to another week right here with Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I hope you guys had an amazing week. I know we did, and I am ready to get into this here in a couple seconds here. Oh, there we go. I'm ready to get it in and get it chopping. Well, I want to welcome aboard my awesome self, co-host Mo Beans. What it do, baby?
Yo. What's up, Black? What's up, world? It's going to be an awesome show tonight. A lot of amazing topics to get into. I'm glad everything's smoothed out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like it was sounding a little chopped and screwed at the beginning. So anybody that might have experienced that, it's all smooth from here. But, yeah, what's up? Let's do it. Another Sunday night.
All right. Yeah, man, another Sunday night, man. Shout out to our top five still holding it down. United States, Canada. United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and Mexico. Shout out to you guys, and shout out to everybody else that's listening in all over the world. 3 years in, and we still here doing this, man. I hope everybody has been keeping safe, staying out of the streets and staying out of these people's way. I hope the people in Georgia really buckled down. We do see that, you know, it was a major impact that the mayor did make because we only had 635 new cases. And when I say only, you know, we have millions of people here in Atlanta, in the metro Atlanta area. It's a lot of millions, actually. So for it to be 635, that means a lot of people did take heed in Atlanta to buckle down and not go back out. When they said that, you know, you can go out. There are some people that are going out, young-minded, you know, hey, I want to go out. I'm going to do what I do. Hey, I respect you. You do whatever it is that you got to do. That's your life and your family that got to bury you. There was a video that was floating around just recently of a semi-truck bringing in FEMA coffins for children and adults. So guess what? You're going to be right in that FEMA coffin if you don't take heed and let this first wave just play out. Shout out to New York for having record low numbers on their COVID. Just everybody stay safe. You know what? We're still breathing. We're still living. And it's A-okay. You know, we'll talk about a couple of remedies that, you know, I've been seeing. And I have actually know a couple of people that have COVID. So, Mo, remind me of that before the world famous chop up. Have a couple of people right now that have COVID that are battling it. And I can give you guys a couple of remedies that they are using that say are helping tremendously. So I definitely want to share that with you guys as well later on in the show. My week was super duper awesome. Basically very, very, of course, laid back, but, you know, getting projects knocked out, still working, still, you know, doing what I have to do. Super duper excited. I've been working on the kids' play area now, so they're happy that their play area is getting done because I've been playing a lot into that play area there. So, just moving and grooving, waiting on things to play out, and, you know, just super duper excited about what it is that I have going on. How was your week, Mo?
So my week was chill. You know what I'm saying? I always have kind of like writing up the show, you know, for us. I'm always, you know, thinking of like what I'm going to call this week, like how would I describe it? So my week, I would say, was called the contemplative grind. Basically, you know what I'm saying? One of my strong suits is adaptability. And, you know what I'm saying? I guess just adapting to like the new normal. Like I said, just, you know, now going outside of New York, I'm trying to really be one of the people that's, you know, trying to get this virus, you know, under control. So, you know, I've been just trying to play my part. So I'm not trying to be bullheaded and not have my mask on anymore, especially now since all the places that are open in New York, you know, it's a sign like, please wear a mask if you're going to come in. So, you know, I've been adjusting to that, you know what I'm saying? So that's been a adjustment. And then, you know, just switching up my hustle. You know what I'm saying? I got to adjust accordingly to the way it is out here. So, you know, this week, me and my wife, we kind of are basically starting new businesses, so to speak, new old businesses. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by that is just we're reworking what we've already been doing, just kind of fine-tuning it to this whole virtual situation that we're in. So, you know, I'm excited about that. Helping my wife out with that. She's going to have a virtual showing of her stuff. I'll keep y'all posted. You know, once we get it up and going the way I want it to be, I'll start maybe promoting that a little bit more. And then with me, you know, getting back to the grind as far as real estate, but just doing it virtually, you know what I'm saying? So I've been kind of like hesitant a little bit, not hesitant, but just kind of like, all right, let me just, real estate, you don't want to waste your time and shit. You want to make sure that if you're going to do something that's going to, that you put your energy towards it, it's going to make money. So I just been kind of on the sidelines, but now I'm ready to kind of jump in. So I'm going to do that starting tomorrow, actually. So, you know, it's cool though. You know, other than that, you know what I'm saying? Just like I said, just grinding, adapting, and just making sure that we come out on top when this wave, you know, when the pendulum swings back, you know, to our favor, I guess, you know, as far as a country and, you know, moving forward once we got this thing contained. So, you know, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Smooth, yeah. B, smooth, smooth. What it do, smooth? What it do? Welcome aboard. He early tonight.
Oh, kiss my ass.
How's it going out there in New Orleans?
Oh man, I've been fucking. So that's all I'm concerned about.
About to make another baby. Number 13.
Look, hey, shit. Yeah, man, so probably 15, 16 away at the way this is going. y'all had me fucked up for a whole month. I couldn't get no pussy. Man, I've been coming left and right. I've been coming on titties, coming in miles and shit, coming in pussy.
God damn. You might as well get the only fans jumping off. You might as well, stream that. You know,
like,
get that income coming through. You know what I'm saying?
Like, nigga, I don't even like people like that, but fuck, I might make a video on fucking Pornhub or something. Only fans, that shit sound like some stalker type shit. I don't want nothing where motherfuckers talking about. They can follow me. I don't like that. I ain't never had a what was that? MySpace? Cause like niggas was following me. I couldn't do it.
What?
No,
you never even did MySpace?
No, nigga, I don't want to be followed. I don't want to be followed.
Shit, man.
The name alone is, you know,
bro.
I can't fuck with it. I don't want to be followed. Change it. Fuck, change the name. God damn it. When I was on Black Planet, I had friends. These niggas talking about following you. No,
Black
only fans is subscribers.
Yeah, so.
I don't know what that
means.
Listen, it's subscribers. So basically, for OnlyFans, and that was something we're going to touch on in the news. Like most fans, we got a lot of topics. But OnlyFans is you go and you set up the account. Really, and they give you a link to promote the link, and you put your little videos on there, whatever. And the subscribers, the people got to pay a monthly subscription fee. They sign up and see. Yours will be good because you always getting pussy, and you can do POVs, but you ain't got to show their face. You
well,
could just show, you know,
push.
What's going on, you know, with your camera
you
phone.
Make that a business.
And I'm pretty sure, like, your shit will get lit, you know, fast.
Well, I don't want to use my camera phone. I got a BlackBerry. That's it, right?
You got to step up out of the 90s, man. Come on.
I'm not stepping out of the 90s. Nah, man, fuck. I mean, as far as New Orleans is concerned, other than me fucking, it's the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers ain't getting tested no more. People are getting tired of being sent away. You know what I'm saying? You go to the hospital, motherfucker like, oh, nah, bitch, come back tomorrow. What? Bitch, I'm sick today. So other than that, man, the only thing I did today was, this week I opened up another LLC. Got another EIN number from the IRS and shit. So I'm starting up my little consulting firm doing that shit.
Nice, man.
What you been to consult on how to make babies?
Yeah, that's true. Chip, say what you want. Hi. Are you having problems getting pregnant? Do you need the sperm of life, the juice that produced? Smooth, baby.
Shit. That's what's up. There you go, man.
Well, I'm glad that everybody has had a productive week, and it's been a good thing, you know. So we getting ready to go in retrograde again, retrograde in Pluto. We're going to be in there for about 5 months. So, it's a transformative state that we're going to be in for the next five months, transforming things in our life. So
that makes so much sense too, Black, that you said that, because you know Pluto is the farthest planet, so it takes the longest to go around the sun. So yeah,
Pluto's not a planet, man. It's a fucking moon.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
they changed it. To each his own. But that's what I'm just trying to say. As long story short, you know, that shows you the times that we're in. It's going to be a while before we get back to some type of normalcy. So you might as well just embrace it and adapt to it.
Starts,
you know,
we're in the preseason now. It's going to tell you how long it's going to be. I think it runs to October. This is 5 months, man. It's 5 months.
Yeah, that
and,
makes sense. I can see that.
You know, hey, get used to it. April 25th, are we in it now? Yeah. April 25th to October the 4th, Pluto retrograde, opening a five-month window of intense transformation. During this retrograde, we will be overcoming our deepest fears and eliminating any habits or patterns that have been limiting or self-sabotaging. Karma is now being cleared and repaid. So, you know, this is the year of the Aquarius, right? Also, so understand, like, this year was already set. if you have been putting good out in the universe, you're going to start getting good back. If you've been putting bad and manipulating people and making excuses for what you thought was right, now you're going to see what the universe think about what it is. So, you know, we're in this transformation that we're about to do. Old programs and outdated structures are deconstructing in preparation for a magnificent collective reset and restructure. Truths are being revealed, and we are now reclaiming our power. We have changed so much since the start of this year, and by the end of this retrograde, our society, selves, and systems will be unrecognizable. We have reached our turning point. Our planet is recalibrating. Positive change is coming. Major transformation is underway, and it makes a lot of sense. So be prepared to watch this transformation of our planet, of Earth, you know, over the next 5 months, because I just really don't, I'm not rushing for it to do anything. And the only two things that I have to do is birthday parties, and I'm okay with homeschooling mine. So that's already, that was already a plan to do homeschooling instead of putting him in school. But I mean, like, don't be so quick to think that what's going back to, it's going back to the way it was before this. Because it's not. It's never going to be back the way that it was pre-2020. It's going to change. You will have to have a new normal, and that's in contingent with everything that's happening behind the scenes. This COVID is keeping us busy. There is a major shakeup going on in the United States and abroad. You know, it's some people from the UK as well.
Robotics, 5G, and teleconference. So if anybody do investments, robotics, 5G, and teleconference, those are the three stocks.
Teleconference, I'm taking notes of that, bro.
Especially robotics. Yeah, robotics is hot right now.
Robotics.
Yeah, like, man, it's no such thing as a new normal. You do what you got to do and stay out the way for, you know, people like myself. You know, I stay out the way anyway, so I'm accustomed to it. It's not going to bother me any, but I know a lot of y'all like to go out and have drinks and party, and you're going to have to restructure on how you do that. And not to say that you can't have friends at your house, because you can, but you just want to make sure that everybody's safe and maybe spray them down with Lysol when they come in, just so you can have, you know, a good moment and make sure everybody wash their hands continuously while they, you know, in the house. But it's not, it's a new normal, and it's here. And we knew
I'm telling you, we knew this. Let me check the temperature.
From last year, well, I found out last year that it was a new normal coming. And so I just didn't know to what extent the new normal was. But, you know, with COVID hitting, it's like, oh, okay, to that extent. I mean, if you are into astrology and spiritual and, you know, all that good stuff, then you knew prior to COVID that it was a new normal coming. You just didn't really know what to expect.
You didn't know what form was going to come in. That's a fact.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So tonight, we're going to get a little deeper. You know, tonight we're going to get a little deeper because, you know, this we're going to walk a thin line tonight, but we're going to walk it, break it, do whatever. We're going to walk it, bend it, spin it around, but we're not going to break it, okay? Why is polygamy so frowned upon? You know, Smooth is on the line early tonight, so he is very great candidate for this conversation. But why is polygamy so frowned upon?
I just said she liked the way my dick tastes. I don't know what the fuck you said, huh, folks?
Well, I mean, Smooth, I mean, you can take it first, you know what I'm saying? See, like Black said, you got the most experience when it comes to polygamy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't understand the question, because you say, why is polygamy frowned upon?
Is it?
Well, are we talking about, like, from a government standpoint, or are we talking about from a society standpoint?
No,
because
this
like
is
right
real
now,
life. I mean, I know
people. Wait, hold on.
Motherfuckers is wide open right now.
Everybody. Like I was going to say, let Smooth make his point. Because, you know, go ahead. Smooth, what you were saying now.
No, I'm trying to figure out are we talking about from a government standpoint or from a society standpoint? Because right now, everybody wide open when it comes down to polygamy. You see what I'm saying? It's getting to the point where everybody, when I say everybody, I mean the motherfuckers around me. Okay.
Right.
So everybody around me right now is getting to the point where they have another significant other that everybody knows about within the relationship. You see what I'm saying? That's where it's pretty much been got to in the last 5-10 years. So when you say frowned upon, are we talking about like still by the government, or are we just talking about society?
Well, see,
because
where you from
fucks.
Is like that. But even here in Atlanta, like, you see it more, but it's still frowned upon a lot here in Atlanta on a government standpoint, on all aspects. In your area, it's, like, okay, but it's really not okay. Like, women just feel like, you know, it's mine, especially when they get married, you know what I'm saying? But even not even so much of the marriage, if you're in a relationship with somebody, you know, like you don't accept your sister wife. Like, you got to be the only one. And I know as us as a people, as women, you know, we feel like we got to be the only one. That's why we get divorces and we're breaking up and we doing all this extra stuff because there's somebody else in the picture. But why is polygamy so frowned upon?
All right, but I mean, the explanation you just gave ain't got nothing to do with the question. You talking about infighting within the relationship. That's going to happen regardless. You're going to have fighting within any fucking relationship, even if it's just two people. You see what
we
I'm saying?
We say fight. We so, say leave it. Like why do
no,
people not understand that polygamy,
the only
at
one.
This day and age, why do people not understand that polygamy is actually the better way to go?
Don't say that. Polygamy is not the better way to go because everybody is not mentally prepared for that. Everybody is not mentally tough for that. Like, if you're not mentally prepared to be able to share somebody, if you're not mentally prepared to actually be truthful with everybody within a relationship, nah, polygamy is not for you. Fuck that.
Okay, so why not? Why do you feel like these people aren't prepared for it?
Now, you got, when it comes down to your social-emotional skills, right, unfortunately, when you look at America, or whatnot, we done went from allowing our kids to become independent at a young age. You see what I'm saying? Like, now motherfucking parents are constraining their kids. They're not allowing their kids to learn. They're not allowing their kids to be social. So when it comes down to leaving the world, right, they're looking to be cuddled. They're always constantly looking to be cuddled. They're always constantly looking to be accepted. You see what I'm saying? If you don't have an adventurous, when I say adventurous, I mean if you don't have the type of personality, if you don't have the type of social-emotional skills that allows you to go out and try different things, you're not going to be receptive to them. You see what I'm saying? So, like, when a motherfucker look at TV, they just see the mama and the daddy, or they see the daddy and the daddy and the mama. Mama with today's day in that fucking society, right? But you don't see the multiple family structure. So if you don't come up within that, it looks different. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
and people don't like
point.
Different because they don't have the skill set that you're supposed to develop at a young age. You have so many people that are mentally retarded. And when I say retarded, I mean retarded. Retarded means stunted. It means slowed down. So if motherfuckers get mad, oh my God, he said retarded. Fuck you. Get a dictionary, bitch.
I like
so
how
you
gave a dictionary.
Right. So if you have people that's mentally retarded, right, they don't have the ability to be fast enough to understand that just because you feel uncomfortable at this particular time, that don't mean to shut it off. You see what I'm saying? So if you're not truthful with yourself, man, polygamy ain't for you. Because if you ain't truthful with yourself, you ain't going to be truthful with your partners, which means you're going to go out, you're going to double dip, triple dip, just because you think you have a fucking, you have a hall pass to go fuck somebody else. No, nigga, if you fucking, we all fucking. Unless we got an agreement, you see what I'm saying, to where, all right, look, this is how this is going to work. We can't fuck in the same room because it don't work with this particular individual within the relationship, but that individual knows, you see what I'm saying, that individual knows that we are in a relationship, but we just don't do it together. Man, polygamy is, boy, Lord, sweet Jesus, man, look, fuck that. Trust me, I done did it so many times. I'm in it right now, and I still be fucking, but we got to talk. You see what I'm saying? I have to set a bitch down habitually. I got to set a bitch down constantly. I'm like, bitch, we had this conversation, but you got to keep constantly reinforcing that shit just like a child. So, like, no, polygamy is not the way to go for everybody if everybody within that circle is not prepared for it.
Welcome, caller. Thank you for calling Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. Did you call to listen in, or did you have something to chime in on?
Hope it's a girl. Hope it's a girl.
Well, I'm listening.
Okay, cool. All right, so I get your point. I get your point, Smooth, right? Because some people aren't equipped, and the biggest point that you made that I was really standing that stood out the most is that we don't see that. We don't see that. You know, we don't see it on TV. We don't see the structure of what's really going on, right? And so then that goes back to the agendas that's being pushed. So you can look at TV and you can see two gay men, you can see two men being fathers and two women being mothers and all this other stuff on TV, but you don't see anything about togetherness, about polygamy, other than the Sister Wives show that, you know, they took this one show and you know, made it something that probably you would not want to deal with polygamy. But most of our women in today's society, you know, they, as we get older, we learn as we grow, right, is what I'm saying. So we learn as we grow. So in hindsight, yes, Smooth is right. You didn't grow up that way. You didn't learn it. But if you go get a brand-new job, you're going to learn that job, right? If you go and you want to pick up a hobby, you don't know how to do it before you do it, but you learn how to do it. So I think for this conversation, I want to talk to the women out here. You know, we're being aired in over 30 countries, right? Understand this. A man is going to be a man one way or another. And we have to really get off this high horse that this man cannot, this man shall not, this man can't be with somebody else, when you really need to embrace what this man is doing. As far as the government standpoint, of course they don't want polygamy, because then that's us coming together. That's less money going to the government. That's more money, you know, for us. That's us learning to capitalize on this particular system that they have created. And most people feel like, most women feel like, they men can only be with them because of how they was raised, because of the toxicity that the government sprued, that it should only be man and woman. And then they put it in this thing called the Bible and said, okay, this is how you're supposed to live your life, when in fact, that is not how you should live your life. I don't believe that's how you should live your life. Now, granted, I don't believe it, and I am all for a polygamous relationship, but in hindsight, you still have to have the partner, as Smooth was saying, that understands that. So you can tell a man, hey, I'm okay with a polygamous relationship. Let's build our foundation. So you tell somebody, I'm okay with polygamy, and they come in off the door. Okay, well, let's go get somebody. You have to build your foundation with that person first. Then you bring someone else in, because you have to have that foundation built. In time, you know, we all humans, we, you know, especially women, we get emotional. You have to work through those pieces that Smooth is talking about. Like, Smooth is in a polygamous relationship. As you guys know, we joke with Smooth all the time about having 12 kids, but all of his baby mamas know, you know, about each other. They get along sometimes, and sometimes they don't. But the whole point is, you're going to have that main chick that's there that she's going to feel some type of way. But, you know, when you look at somebody like Smooth's situation, Smooth take care of everybody, all his baby mamas. So if you taking care of these women, they should automatically, you know, come forth and be like, okay, this is the situation that I'm in. We are taught to not share, right? But they taught you in kindergarten to share. So which one is it going to be? Either you going to know how to share properly, or you not going to share at all. And that's not a part of life, not sharing, I would say. So, and that go for men too, because now we started over to Mo Benz. Mo Benz is a type where his wife is his wife. That's his. And he's not going to share. He doesn't want to do anything. That's his wife. But again, so now, Mo, why do you feel like polygamy is so frowned upon?
Okay. Well, look, we touched on this topic maybe about a year ago, but I'm glad that we, like, circling back on it, because you know, as time changes, facts changes, you know what I'm saying? So, and then, you know, I'm kind of able to dive deeper into it. So first off, before I lose my train of thought, it just seemed like black men, we're getting frowned upon so much for polygamy, because it, I think it just naturally comes to us, and it, we're seeing that, you know what I'm saying? But we've been conditioned so much as a society to kind of frown upon it that we, like, we don't know which way to go with it, you know what I'm saying, as far as that. But you just look at how just all your popular, you know, people just in your family, all your popular celebrities or whatever, if you really just study, you know, and nowadays too with social media and technology, you can really just analyze a person's life, you know what I'm saying, because everything's just out in the open now. So if you just really look at it, the statistics, look at how many people, you know, quote unquote, are like Smooth. You have multiple families, you know what I'm saying? You got 2 kids with this one, 3 kids with this one, 1 kid with this one. I mean, Black, you know, you somewhat the same way. You're not in agreement, but that's the way it is. So, you know,
if, wait, how am I the same?
Because you're
talking about the multiple kids with different motherfuckers. Don't worry about that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So, So, you know what I'm saying? So, but getting back to, I guess, the mess, so I just wanted to put that point out there first and foremost, because we have, and Smooth, I thought that was an excellent point that you brought up too. I'm going to, you know, co-sign that as well, because we haven't, there's yet to be a TV show that showcases that. I mean, you had the one on HBO, the white dude in Utah with the multiple wives or some shit like that.
But no black shit.
Yeah, but you never really had no black shit to make it cool, because they don't want to popularize it, even though it goes on constantly. But I don't know, if, you know, a lot of times they're not, you know, the baby mothers aren't, you know, all in cahoots and, like, you know, like sharing and, like, kind of cool with it. It's always some beef, but it happens. So I guess now, so that's the main point. But the other thing, like, I just see conditioning really, because we're in America, man, and I, not to go off on a tangent, but this is kind of it kind of goes hand in hand with what we're talking about. But, you know, a lot of people now, especially, you know, during this COVID thing, is throwing away their books and stuff like that. And I love to read, you know what I'm saying? I haven't got with the whole audio book thing. So anyway, long story short, I was able to pick up a book right in my lobby that somebody was giving away. And it was a college level history book. And it's called An American History, Give Me Liberty. It's by this author named Eric Foner, fourth edition. It came out 2014. And it just showcases the history of our country from the beginning to where it is now. It goes all the way up to 2014. So it goes all the way up until Obama's, like, last shit in office. The only thing is not I don't want to say shit in office, last, you know, stint in office before Trump took over in 2016. But it's just how this society, you know, New World Order is religion. It's Catholicism and Christianity. Catholicism took over South America. Christianity with the Spain. That's why everybody speaks Spanish in South America, and all the Indians and everything that they the natives to that country, I mean to that continent, had to convert over to Catholicism, or they were basically killed. That's why you see so much. That's why you see so many Spanish people. You know, they're Catholics, and then over here in the northern part of North America, where we are, you know, the English took over and they came with Christianity, and all New World Order.
It's the same thing. You do realize that Catholic is just another deviation of Christianity, right?
But what I'm just saying, mainly, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to a certain extent. So what I'm just trying to say is these codes that was in the Bible to have some type of order, because everybody was naturally spiritual and kind of just, you know, the universe and everything. You know, I always talk about Egypt and, you know, which is Kemet. But, So what I'm just saying is, because we had these, like book of laws that came out, you know what I'm saying, to kind of just colonize America and get everybody on one way, one accord, one thinking, that's where we're at. But just like as time progresses, especially right now in the era we're in where it's so much information available, now people are starting to wake up and just starting to realize, like, hold up, this was like a big veil just kind of being lifted, and then you start to kind of realize, like, I had to just look at myself, like, just putting this, like, just even in my family, like my grandparents, well, on my mother's father, right? He had a second family, but because, you know, but he had 7 kids. My mother has, you know, 6 siblings or whatever, so it was 7 of them. But because my grandfather stepped out on my grandmother and had another family, I never was able to even know them, you know what I'm saying? Because it was just frowned upon so much, shitted on. My grandmother get you know, divorced them, got them out of there. And You know what I'm saying? So it's just
I get where you're going. Christianity is the reason. But even as you said so many times on the show, you are expanding yourself, and you are learning, and you are growing in what it is that, you know, you are learning about different aspects of life. So basically, are you saying it's because of Christianity is why you're not open to polygamy?
I'm not saying I'm not open to it. I'm just saying right now, to me, I have a tough time.
You sharing the wife, you sharing the dick, which one?
Look, check it. I'm never, like, at this point now, you know what I'm saying? Well, all right, certain things that I just don't think I would try, you know what I'm saying? But to that, I would never say never. You know what I'm saying? I love my wife or whatever, but you never know how time changes or whatever the case may be. But
right,
like
now,
said, every,
would you get
you
into a polygamous relationship, Mo Benz, right now?
Nah, not, right now, I'm bunkered in. I'm bunkered in. Right now is me and her against the world. Especially
no.
The times we're in right now, we're bunkered in right now. You know what I'm saying? So I would.
And
not
why not?
Sure
why
I'm
would
like,
you not get in one right now?
Well, right now because of the times that we're in right now. To just, you know what I'm saying? Like
minus the COVID.
Experiencing.
Minus the COVID.
Uh-huh. Okay, look, no, it's cool. I'm with, you know, answering these questions or whatever. Minus the COVID. No, not at this time. You know what I'm saying? But no, not at this time. I'm just I'm content.
Why not?
I'm happy.
That's what we're asking. Why not?
Because right now I'm happy with building. Like, to me, look, and what I'm trying to say is this: I'm not saying either thinking is wrong. If you're into polygamy, I'm not freaking judging you on that. If you just want to be with your wife, or you want to be with your husband, and you just want to have that family structure, then cool too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying right now, for me, I married my wife, so I'm down, you know, to death do us part at this point with my wife. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not looking to add, you know, which I'm definitely not looking to share my wife, if that's what you're asking me. Now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm, you know, hashtag happily married man. I'm, you know, obviously I'm a man, so sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you may, you know, like, you just being a man, sometimes man things can happen, but at this point, you know what I'm saying, to answer your question, I'm all in. I'm happy with my wife. I like what we're building, and I'm satisfied with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It ain't for everybody. That's why I said, fuck that. Polygamy ain't for everybody. Nigga, hey, it's hard out here. It's hard, bro.
But polygamy seems like to be, especially in just our society, man, I'm talking about the black Americans, well, just black, period. I mean, black Caribbeans is the same way. I'm in Brooklyn, so, you know, I got a lot of Jamaican friends. I got a lot of Trinidadian, and they the same way. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's natural to the black man to have multiple women. You know what I'm saying? And especially the older you get, it just seems like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a paper trail of, like, kids with other women. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, your main family, you don't want it to get out or whatever, but it happens, man. It happens. But like I said,
okay, so
because of society's frowned upon.
Back in our day, right? Back in our day, we had Christianity. So I mean, it's just like a cop out. So this is the whole point. People saying no for a reason to just say no, okay? Even back in our day, we always had Christianity from slavery and beyond, right? There was Christianity. Our grandfathers and great-grandfathers, they had multiple families. The wives, they didn't do anything about it because the man was the breadwinner. He was the one that took care of home. Our grandmother stayed in relationship. As you gave the example of your grandmother and your grandfather having kids outside, you know, the home, but y'all didn't get to know them, right? They've been having multiple families. As time changed, right? So here's my conclusion on it. As times have changed and women have started to become breadwinners and women have started to make their own money, we felt that was one thing that we wanted to take away. We're not going to deal with a man that's dealing with somebody else, right? When men are not created to be monogamous. period.com. Most men are not created to be monogamous.
I agree.
But women, we are, because that's our role as gods, as queens. Our role is to be there for our mate, to cater to that man, right? But as we have gotten to be breadwinners, we feel like, nope, you're going to be with me, or you're not going to be with nope. You're going to be with me by yourself, or that's just that. We become selfish. We become reprogrammed to think this is the new normal,
They become American.
With polygamy
that's
and multiple
way.
Families been going on with our great grandmothers and our grandmothers, and we created this quote unquote new normal that we have been living in, feeling like we cannot do what our grandparents and great grandparents did because they was crazy. But do you know that life was better back then than it is now? Because with all of these constraints and you can't do this and you can't do that, which equals to nagging and stress. Now look at most of them, a big percentage of the men gay now. They don't even want to deal with it. You know, they just like, you know, I'm just going to get a man. I don't want to do this. And for whatever reason it is, like, with that being said, with our brothers in jail, dead, and gay, our pickings are a little bit slimmer, right, than what it used to be 15, 20 years ago. So I think, for the most part, being open to saying, okay, let's talk about this. What is it that you want? Even if you can't handle it, get on a situation where, okay, baby, what I don't know won't hurt me. I don't want to see it, but I do know. You know, you're not going to question him when he leave the house. You're not going to be riding him because you know that it exists. You just don't want to see it.
That is an unhealthy way of thinking about that. That
well,
is unhealthy.
Hold on. No, wait. Well,
no,
that's,
that
that's
is,
her,
that
that's
is
her
definitely
perspective,
unhealthy.
Though. Smooth, so
right, right. And
that, you,
that's just unhealthy. At the end of the day, right, in order for polygamy to work, see, that's the problem between polygamy and motherfuckers just going out fucking somebody else. It ain't the same thing. In order for polygamy to work, you have to have open communication. Like, yeah, I understand you're talking about what you don't know ain't going to hurt you. That's a lie. That is a motherfucking lie because deep down, in your soul, you know that something ain't right. Like, you don't have to see it, but you have to know. So when I go out, I'm letting you know exactly what I'm doing. Simple as that, because that's how it works. You're supposed to have open communication. See, unfortunately, right, the only reason why we're going back to multiple families is because the family structure of the black house has been destroyed due to the government. And due to all the free shit, because ain't nothing free. But in order to get this free shit out here in the world, like, look, the daddy can't be in the house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what's allowing the motherfucker to go around and dip his dick in this bitch and dip his dick in that bitch, and there's no open communication. That's why you hiding this shit. No, 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 it's not the same. Polygamy is open. It's poly. Yeah. It's multiple. So you can't say you're in a polygamous relationship if the bitch don't know what you're doing, if the bitch don't know who you're fucking. She got to at least see the bitch. You see what I'm saying? I got to at least meet the motherfucker. We got to at least have a conversation.
And it's
but
two
that's
things
far
that
as
I
it goes.
Two points I definitely have to bring up. Why I've always had a respect for polygamy, even though I don't practice it. Like I said, I'm a happily married man. You know what I'm saying? We just discussed this with Black asking me those questions like over and over again. But what I will say is this. The one time that I remember seeing it on popular television, and it got shitted on so much, was a dude, I don't know if y'all, I'm going to take y'all back, like maybe 3-4 years ago, but on Love & Hip Hop, the West Coast one, Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, it was this dude, I think his name was Akbar, I remember his name was, you know, different name, but he had a polygamy relationship, he had like 3 women, and then the one he was trying to get, and who became a part of his polygamy structure was Tierra Marie. You know what I'm saying? But then her sex tape came out. We always talk about the whole head job she was given. I said she did a good job. Black said she needs to step her game up.
That was horrible,
but,
nigga. That head was horrible.
But,
right, right.
But,
okay.
Get your fucking hands off my dick.
Of course, lock it up, but maybe I don't know. I just always liked TF. I was like, wow. Anyway. You know what I'm saying? But he was open with it. You know what I'm saying? The two females that he was really down for him was totally with it. They was willing to add Tierra Marie into their whole structure. But because of, I guess, the whole backlash of everybody watching on TV, she was getting a lot of bad press, and then the sex tape came out. I guess she left, or, you know, I think she left and then came back, and I probably I don't think they're together no more. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that just goes to show. And then the other point I'll just try to make is the whole, you know, pimp culture. You know what I'm saying? That's, pimps thrive off polygamy. You know what I'm saying? They, all they hoes know about is just, instead of having a family structure, or there's a family, so to speak, but just not with kids and stuff like that involved. It's just a bunch of different women.
But we don't want to relate that to something of sort.
No,
you know, like, we don't want to.
Structure, nigga. That ain't polygamy.
No,
that's a
polygamy
business structure.
No. We take, no, like, I disagree with you. If we're talking real talk, then you can't like one, you can't be down with one polygamy and then, because there's other polygamy, because you don't agree
like,
with it.
Like Smooth
like
said, that's
no,
a business structure.
That's a business structure. That's not a,
so
that's not
polygamy.
A relationship. No.
Is,
fuck no.
Y'all got to
polygamy
no,
is a relationship. Whatever,
you
know, like,
because
when you pimping, dog, you can catch a bitch, you can blow a bitch. You feel what I'm saying? That's
okay.
Not polygamy when you're in a relationship
but,
with a motherfucker.
But
you're in a relationship
when he
with.
Has, a, when he has, a, wait, hold on. When he has a stable. And they're all in cahoots, and they have a structure going on. That's you can't tell me that's not polygamy.
Them
you cannot tell
scheming.
Me under, what happened.
Nigga, it's different. Nigga, them hoes is scheming. Look, that's a business structure. Don't even. I understand what you're saying as far as multiple females knowing what's going on. All right,
okay,
cool, but that's
okay,
still not
okay.
Polygamy. It's not
at least
a relationship.
Give me that.
All right, I hear you. That.
Right. You know what I'm saying? But at least I respect you for seeing my point. But go ahead. All right. So yeah, so that's it. I mean, that's. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
I'm saying, like, just be more open. You know what I'm saying? A man can love more than one. You don't. You might fall in love with the chick. Whatever your circumstances is, you know, whatever you guys agree on, you know, it's what you agree on. But I think that we need to, you know, help each other slide along, and we need to guide each other. And this is not just with men having multiple women. This is with female having multiple men. Same thing.
True.
You know, like, it's not a
way.
It's not a one-way street. You know, if you can.
Go ahead. I don't. What
if you can
your
be
thought,
okay.
Yeah.
If you can, if your girl can be okay with you having multiple women, you need to be okay with her having multiple men if that's something that she wants. And I don't want to hear the people that's like, oh, it's too much going on out there. Listen, honey, you got that one man that you think you're the only one sleeping with, and he's sleeping with other people. So you still sleeping with more than just him. So you getting everything going on. There's a sex tape going out right now. You really don't see a lot. But this woman, she's been married to this man, and he is always at home. She said, you know, she got a little tip and said he was fucking off, and she paid attention to him, and, you know, he wasn't doing nothing or whatever the case may be. And he left, and she picked up his phone and looked, and she found a video in his phone of him sleeping with her younger brother that was suspected to be gay. So your husband is sleeping with your younger brother. And she's like, I don't know what to do.
Man.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's, you know, mind-blowing. And he talking about, I miss this D and daddy this and daddy that.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You don't know what
man.
That man is doing, who he
only
is doing.
Kind of good conversation.
Yeah.
No, I mean, no, this is it was just like 2 days ago it came out. So you don't. The moral of the story is you don't know what that man is doing. You don't know what that woman is doing. So to sit down and just turn your nose up saying no, and my man don't do this, and my man don't, you know, that's the stupidest shit that I ever heard for somebody to say they know what their man is not doing. Because you
wait,
don't know it.
Though.
And prime
hold
example,
up,
look
up,
at Kurt
up.
And Rashida. They are the
no,
dynamic
wait,
duo, you
okay.
know what I'm saying, for a lot of people to look up to. But Kurt still do his thing, and Rashida's very beautiful, dress code, get money, you know, good mother,
nah.
all of that. It has nothing to do
yeah.
with her of who she is. It just has something
just
to do with men were not created to be monogamous. So why not have
that's
a better
okay.
understanding? And the whole world
well,
was like, oh, she ain't going
to
never leave him. She's stupid. She this, she that. Everybody has so much to say about Rashida, and guess what they doing? They still getting money.
They, get money.
They opened up a whole nother restaurant. They doing their thing. So
that's
stop listening to what everybody else got to say and do what works for you.
Yo, Black,
but,
you know what? I accidentally hold on real quick, Black.
Though.
Yeah, communication's key. But you know what? That's fucked. You know it's crazy. I was like saying, what the hell you bring that up for? But you know what? Just on Twitter, you find the craziest shit. I think I did. I thought it was a prank. That shit was real. What you just talked about?
Yeah, it's
about
real.
The
that's her husband.
That's
she looked at his phone.
Yo.
She happened to look
at
his phone because she was already tipped off.
Isn't she Gretchen
No,
like
listen.
That?
Somebody she was
oh,
she was saying something about she well she wrote into the thing, but she said something like I'm gonna find the post. Hold on, it's easy for me to find it because I had seen it. I watched that shit like 2,000
times. Right,
I was
right.
Like, oh, he is getting it. And
okay.
I'm talking about he was
thought,
getting it. Okay,
oh,
and
right.
Lo and behold,
yeah, all right.
You know.
I thought
it is what it is.
What you were talking about, but from what you're saying, I guess it was.
Man,
but
this shit was going good. Thinking about the pussy, man, we got some dick in the ass.
But
ooh,
I was
on the
this, but get, bringing it back to the whole subject again, talking about polygamy and Black, you made a great point talking about how women can do the same thing. I got to tip my hat off to Erykah Badu because she's doing a polygamy thing to, you know, great. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just look at her three different kids, three different baby fathers. They happen to just, they all in the music industry, and it's like she got three different families with all of them, and they all seem to be cool with it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Erykah Badu. She got the first son with Three Stacks, Andre 3000 from Outkast. Then you know, out of Atlanta. Then she got her her Dallas connection with the DLC. Used to be down with NWA back in the day until he lost his voice. They got a girl, and then lastly, the homie. Jay Electronica out of New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Just had the great album with Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? Got a little girl with him. So, and they seem to all be cool, you know what I'm saying? And Badu just is like, seems like she's just the glue to keep everything just, she's like the sun and everything just rotates around her. So, you know, that's the polygamy. You know, people can shit on it sometimes or whatever, but they seem to be all happy, all in cahoots and moving in the right direction as a family unit. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? So it does work. That's, you know, right there, an example that everybody can see. What?
Well,
you disagree?
I don't know if I would call that a polygamous relationship or just a multi-family relationship because
– right.
how can I say this? Because they're not all in a relationship together. You see what I'm saying? Like Erykah Badu, don't get me wrong. When Andre 3000 and the other motherfucker was fucking Erykah Badu at the same time, all right, okay, cool. That's one thing. But when it comes down to them not being in a cohesive unit, you see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they know about each other after all these fucking years. You see what I'm saying? Like, yeah, nigga, this nigga been around for 20 years, this nigga been around for 18, et cetera, et cetera. But that's not a polygamous relationship. They're not working toward the same goal. They're just, all right, well,
I'm
nigga,
confused.
You fucked in, and
I'm confused.
Fucking in, you fucked.
I'm confused. So what's your, wait, hold on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, polygamy, motherfucker, like, if you don't really know what you're getting into, people want to just try to fuck around and lump everything together. Like, no. Erykah, don't get me wrong, when Erykah first started with Andre 3000 and the other dude, now that was a polygamous relationship because everybody knew about it, motherfucker, like nigga, you had it on Saturday and I got it on Friday. Okay.
I don't even know nothing about that, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Andre was like, yeah, nigga, I don't know what the fuck she got, but she got me like this. You see what I'm saying? But now, as far as the structure is concerned, like, no, that's just a multi-family unit.
So your definition, Smooth, what you're telling me, the way you look at polygamy, y'all all got to be together at the same time, and everybody just
no.
Can't evolve.
Hold up.
That's what it sounds like you said.
Well, when I say polygamy, listen to me. Everybody has to know about each other, right? Everybody has to be in a relationship, right, together.
Yeah.
Everybody has to at least communicate, like, look, this is what we are. We don't have to fuck each other, you see what I'm saying? But this is what we are, okay? I'm in a relationship with you, and I'm in a relationship with you. We're in a relationship together. That's polygamy. Now, we ain't talking about a threesome and all the bullshit. If that happens, it happens.
No, I'm not saying that. So you don't think, like, Badu's, like, banging, like, her, like, could be banging Three Stacks 1 month when she's in Atlanta and then banging DLC another month and then banging Jay Electronica another month? Because I think so.
No, she's going to fuck them regardless, but they're not in a relationship.
But what's your
relationship? You know what I'm saying? You got to have communication stating, like, we're in a relationship together. You're for me, and I'm for you.
I mean, we just seeing what we're seeing. You know what I'm saying? It seems to be a multifaceted relationship with
three different kids. You know what I'm saying? Three different families all kind of together.
Yeah, multi-family
structure. That's what it seemed like on the outside looking in.
Like, from the outside looking in, it's a multi-family structure. It was a fucking polyamorous relationship when Andre 3000, the other nigga, was around. That was something different. Because, like, motherfucker, yeah, I knew about him, he knew about me, and we were,
well,
hey, we used to cook.
Then I've had that before. I mean, hashtag happily married man. Yeah, I've had, like, me and my homeboy, we banging the same chick. The chick know we both banging her. We cool. That's, like, my homie.
Yeah, but that's not
and
a polyamorous relationship.
That's
just, you know, like,
I mean,
look, I'm hitting, you hitting.
That's,
huh?
I thought, under your definition, the way you just said Andre 3000.
No, under my definition, motherfucker, we had a conversation. We're all in a relationship together. That's my definition. At no time did I say, just because I know you fucking her, we in this together. Like, no.
But if we cool
we
about
not
it.
In, I used to
we,
be cool,
cool about
me in a polyamorous relationship. We ain't out of a relationship. We just fucking the same bitch.
But we all cool about it. So under that definition, it seemed like that would be
That's where the communication comes into play. Like,
but
motherfucker, like, hey, we're in a relationship together. Motherfucker, like, I'm in a relationship with you, and I'm in a relationship with you. We're in a relationship together. That's polyamory, motherfucker. Like, you just can't be like, yeah, we fucked the same bitch, nigga, we're in the same relationship. Like, no. No, nigga, what's wrong with you? You my dog, nigga, get the fuck out of here. All
right,
look,
I guess bottom line or whatever is levels to it. There's many different
right.
levels to this whole poly, you know what I'm saying,
that's,
culture.
But that's,
you know what
the
saying?
Thing. Like, there's so many gray areas. Just because a broad fucks the same nigga don't mean they're in a relationship together. That just means, like,
both,
hey,
if they all know about it and they all cool, though. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not like no
like, you
shicey
can,
shit where I'm just
cool,
doing on the
but that don't mean we're in a relationship. That just means, like, the bitch don't give a fuck. Like, look, nigga, you got him on Friday. Hey, I'm double big. I'm a double back on Saturday. Long that dick get hard.
Interesting. Hey, well look. Hey, so that, I mean, that's that.
That's what I said. This shit dangerous, man. The policy, man, politics, motherfucker.
It's a deep conversation. I do think it needs to be a TV show showcasing this on the black side, man.
Well,
and,
yeah. So what
know,
happened was someone had tipped
some
the lady off and told her that her husband was cheating. So she paid attention to her for 1 week, watched everything that he did. She didn't see anything off, so she stopped paying attention. He got up to go to the store. He left his phone. She picked up his phone, and lo and behold, she found the video of him sleeping with her brother. And she posted the video online. So it's kind of crazy. I posted it on my page. They removed it off my page, but it's on IOB.
Thank God.
Yes. Yes, take that shit
but
down.
But go ahead and
online.
Let's go into the world famous chop up. It's all good.
Oh, man.
Oh,
right. Yeah, so definitely. So this is my favorite part of the show. This is the world famous chop up. This is the, you know, type of time of the show where I get to just talk my shit on different things that I, you know, came across in my life or during the week. I mean, during the week on social media and whatnot. So, yeah, man, let's kick this off, man. I got so many different things to get to. Let me get to my notes. Oh, so, all right. So, I guess I'll start it off right here. So I don't know if I want to shout out Georgia because I don't know if people are happy about it or whatever the case may be, but Georgia was one of the first states to kind of start to reopen up the economy, so to speak. And this is perfect for me to jump into it because black is living it. You know what I'm saying? For anybody that's out there listening, black lives in Georgia. So she would be, you know, the perfect person to talk about this. But it's kind of been like, it's been like three different point of views that I've been seeing from this. First, the governor, I believe his name is Brian Kemp, was like, all right, yeah, we're going to open it up slowly but surely, certain things. But then what had people looking at him side-eye is because it was like, what, barbershops, beauty shops, tattoo parlors.
Yeah.
So
that
all this
the first
like,
shit that's supposed to open up.
You saying that
is the first shit that's supposed to open up.
So you're in agreement. You're in agreement with it.
No,
I'm like,
look,
I
when
know.
I tell you when
I mean,
it comes down, come down to sociology, like barbershops,
okay.
Nail salons, it make you feel better about yourself. Regardless of the fact,
okay.
Motherfucker talking about health issues and shit. I guarantee you, the crime rate is going to spike if a motherfucker don't feel good about themselves. You see what I'm saying? When you go to Alaska be having those 90 days of darkness, right? But as soon as that fucking light come out, the violence come out. So, like, yeah, man, I'm happy. Hey, bro, I'm happy them fucking barbershops open. Because, like, when you get a nice fresh haircut, when you get your fucking feet done and all this other bullshit, and you look at yourself in the mirror, you turn into a whole different person. You feel good about yourself. It takes something off of you. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
It takes that stress off you. So okay. You can't see it now, from that standpoint. Like, boy, you dangerous. Don't get me wrong. This motherfucker, oh, my God, but the social distance is man suck a dick. Because they're not really
okay.
concerned about that anyway. Because 50% to 75% of the motherfuckers who die is black anyway. So white people are like, fuck it.
Wait, huh? Well, look, so now this is the only part that I'll say, Smooth, like I'm looking at it, but it's a character study, you know what I'm saying, for me, but I just don't like the character study being done on black people, so to speak, you know what I'm saying, because Atlanta is the new Black Wall Street of the 2020, you know what I'm saying,
you talking about, like,
okay.
the death toll?
Listen to what I'm about to say. What I'm just trying to say is this. All right, I look at Atlanta as the black enterprise city of the United States. So, you know, to me, that's where Atlanta's the one city that I can really look to that's in the United States where you just see really black people in prominent positions getting it. You know what I'm saying? That's why I saw these shows about Atlanta.
Yeah, I see something different, but keep going. Keep going.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, like, I hope everything is well and good, because what you said, I'm not going to just denounce everything you said, because I think you have some truth to it. Like, I think, you know, a lot of times confidence and the way you feel about yourself is health. You know what I'm saying? That can the better you feel, the more healthier you are. You know what I'm saying? So you're gonna radiate certain energy. You know what I'm saying? Which can just battle off diseases and my thinking. You know what I'm saying? But I'm hoping that that's the case. I would just hate for it to be a big spike because, you know, social distancing. They've been preaching the social distancing for the longest, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, I just told you at the beginning of the show how I'm practicing it now in New York and stuff like that. I would just hate for now this black city to get decimated now by this virus because of, you know, we was one of the first ones to open up, and they looked at us as guinea pigs, you know what I'm saying? And because ain't no social distancing with you getting your hair cut or you getting your hair done or you getting a tattoo or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So, that's the risk, you know what I'm saying? So I hope it comes out great. I hope we like the first city to pop it back off, and like we, you know, are kind of leading the revolution as far as getting everything back in order. But I just hope it doesn't go the other way.
It's supposed to go the other way in all 50 states. Like,
you mean when you,
like right now,
you
ain't nobody trying
that.
To find like yeah, because ain't nobody trying to find a vaccine because the fucking vaccine won't be ready for another 2-3 years anyway. You see what I'm saying? So, like, now you're going to get to the point where everybody's trying to become immune. You see what I'm saying? So in order for everybody to become immune to a certain point, 60 to 70% of the population has to catch it. That's what's going to wind up happening. You see what I'm saying? When you have the second wave that's supposed to be coming in later on a year, next year, all this other good shit, more and more people are going to get it. But if you look at the population, like, oh, my God, let's be honest about something. Okay. There's over 300 million motherfuckers in America, okay? How many people caught it in America? Now, 55,000 people died. But out of 300 fucking million, how many people really caught it?
I don't know, man. I don't know about none of these numbers, man. I can't even
Right,
say.
Exactly. It's minute. Less than 1% of the fucking population.
Well, so two points to this, you know, before we, you know, go into the next topic. But the one point I'll say is, you know, Trump did get ahead of this and say, like, look, I told the governors kind of do it on where y'all going to do it. Y'all run your cities the way it be fit. And if something fucks up, you know what I'm saying, the government's going to get involved. He did was on record saying he didn't agree with what Brian Kemp did, because he was saying, like, I want you to open, but I don't know how I feel about opening.
No,
yeah, that's what
that nigga incited that shit. Trump incited that shit. Like, at the end of the day, you can't fuck around and say, hey, this is what I want you to do, but then when you do it, oh, hold up, just in case some shit about to pop up.
It's policy.
Because, like,
so,
yeah,
of course, he's going to talk out.
Right, exactly.
It's policy.
Like, no, motherfucker, you told that motherfucker to do that shit. You revved everybody up. So, like, now you can't
But look, all I just said was he got out in front of it. That's all I'm just trying to say. He just got out in front of it. So if it does fuck up, he can be like, look, I told you I ain't agree with this shit, but I didn't tell you not to open, but I told you, like, I don't know if I will open that part of the sector first. You know what I'm saying? Maybe do some other shit, but not where people are really, because that's kind of going against everything that we're saying as far as practicing social distancing.
No,
I just thought it was interesting.
That motherfucker rolled them up and those bitches open.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got opinions on this. And
no, it ain't opinions. Like, no, when it come down to the fucking meetings, man, when it come down to the meetings, you see what I'm saying, that everybody ain't privy to, like, no. Man, just like when I was telling you about that fucking, that chloroquine, all the data was already out. We already knew it. That's why I told you. What you said, oh, no, he wouldn't say that shit. What? Motherfucker, you knew. You knew.
Well, it's politics, like I said.
No, it ain't politics. That was just some DeBoer. Man, look, sometimes people just do shit just because they be like, fuck it. And I don't get me wrong, I understand, but there's not a everything you do don't mean there's a fucking mastermind or a master plan behind it. Some motherfuckers, they just be like, fuck it, I can get away with it. You see what I'm saying? And when all them fucking people started dying from the chloroquine and shit, then it got to the point where at first they were like, all right, we're going to let it slide. But then when too many people started dying, too many fucking heart risks, all right, man, fuck it, stop it. We stopping
It's going to be some since last year.
The data been around because they've been
trying to do this. It's going to be some experiments after, so that's why I just don't want to be that.
Experiments would already happen. That's the problem. So that's the problem when a motherfucker don't really know the backstory. The experiments already happened. We already have fucking death.
Well, Smooth, we know you watch the news, man, so that's why I'm
No, that ain't the news right there.
How you find out about
that? That ain't no. That ain't the news when it comes down to that shit. That's documentation. That's that shit when you got to go to work and be like, I can't believe this motherfucker did this shit. That's when a motherfucker fly you somewhere and tell you what the hell going on.
Well, the last part to this story is the mayor, and Black talked about this a little bit, Keisha Lance Bottoms. You know what I'm saying? So she kind of went against the governor. She was like, you know, she made a statement like, I don't think y'all should kind of chill out. You know what I'm saying? Don't go with this first wave because I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't got the best instincts about this. You know, I don't feel good about this. So it's kind of been a conflict. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's just interesting. So I guess Black, as the weeks progress, you know, you'll keep us updated on what's going on in Atlanta. But real quick, Black, how do you feel about it? Which way do you stand? I know you talked about
that. It's more so like she was absolutely right. Like I said, they had the coffins, the FEMA coffins coming in. I did say I was going to touch on that. They had the FEMA coffins coming in on the truck. It's bad. From the first day that people were allowed to go back out and businesses were allowed to open up, they had 635 new cases. A couple of them were deaths. She was getting these, you know, weird racist messages saying, shut up, nigger, just open back up Atlanta, you know, just on some old real stupid shit. And really, like you said, like, don't use Atlanta as a sacrificing ground because they're trying to see, you know, they got
to
try to see if it's still out there. So they got to put somebody out there, and they chose to put Atlanta out there. And she was just like, no. For the most part, you had Jermaine Dupri and other people that were calling on people to stay at home. And so a lot of people, all the people that I know, stayed at home and was just like, no. You have people that still regularly go to the store on a regular basis. But for the most part, you know, everybody's still hunkered in. Now, keep in mind, as I said earlier, I do have a couple people that are suffering from COVID as we speak. And one of the top remedies that I have seen that everyone has been unified across the board is making your onion patch. So you basically take a half of an onion. Now, I am not a doctor, and, of course, you know, we do not do this whole Western medicine thing. I am very holistic, and these are just things that I see that people are doing that have helped. But you take a half of a white onion and you cut it up into small pieces, and some people mush them down to allow the fumes and everything to come out of the onion, and that's what you need. Wrap it in a tea rag or some type of cloth and tie it up and put it on your chest. Leave it on there for about 18 hours, take it off, and then add it back. You know, a couple of onions, white onions, can last you for about a week if you do half an onion each time, 18 hours. They say it does irritate your skin. But you got to think, do you want skin irritation or do you want to be able to breathe again and get the rest, get your respiratory back right? I do know. This is what I can tell you on firsthand. You know, I used to suffer from asthma, bronchitis, very, very bad. Growing up, I was in the hospital twice a year, having to be on breathing machines and taking steroids. And, you know, I kind of got tired of it. That's what actually stepped me into the holistic side, because I was like, what's the point of keep going to the hospital where I couldn't breathe? It felt like, you know, my chest was about to, my lungs were about to explode, but I could just get breathing treatments. And I read a book that, you know, it talks about self-healing, and, you know, I do practice the following of the Yoruba tradition, in which, you know, it talks about not only, you know, stepping into your power and knowing, you know, who you are, but it also talks about healing yourself with plants. And so I started a couple of things that I seen in there that actually helped asthma was onions and garlic and cauliflower and so on. I don't like cauliflower. So out of all the things that was in there, I didn't eat onions or garlic. But from that point, I made it a habit to cook with onions and garlic.
Yeah, man,
so I use garlic powder. And also for the chest compress, you can use garlic powder, you can use onion powder, you can use garlic.
Yeah.
But all of it, you put it on your chest and it brings it out. And I actually beat bronchitis just by adding onions and garlic to my diet. So I have not, thus far, you know, knock on wood, in the last 10 years, I have not been hospitalized with bronchitis because I put garlic and onions into just about every meal that I cook. I cook my eggs with onion, my meats I cook with onions. Like, it, you know, you can do sweet onions too, but I live by it because that's what helped me beat asthma. And in Western medicine, they say there's no cure for your respiratory, when there actually is if you actually change up what you put inside of your body. So that's what I wanted to tell you guys. Do an onion compress. It will make your skin a little bit sensitive, and, you know, you will, you know, some people will, you know, have a skin rash due to the onion. It's in the cloth, but what it's doing is extracting the mucus, and it's helping with the inflammation. I have about three people that have been doing it, and they all said it worked tremendously, and it's somebody else that's about to do it. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you have chest pains and you feel like you can't breathe, just try the onion compress, and hopefully that will work out for you. And then work on your skin, you know, after you get a couple of days in, and you can breathe a little bit. But, again, I am not a doctor, which we have to give that disclosure over here with these Western garbage medicine. And this is just something that I've seen people do, and it worked for them with the COVID.
Yeah, that was deep. And I just naturally like onions, garlic, and mushrooms anyway. I always just like those three kind of ingredients in my meals, so to speak. So shout out to that. Shout out to Black for giving us some information on that. Just keep
let's just put a disclaimer on that. That remedy.
What's up?
Okay, let's just put a disclaimer on that by saying it's better to do it in the beginning. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you feel as if, right, let's be honest. And, like, if you feel as if you're getting sick, you need to start doing that shit right then and there. Because if you wait to the point where you actually have fluid on your lungs, it don't matter how many onions you do put on yourself, that fluid on your lungs is not going to be
extracted. Well, the whole thing about COVID is it's the lack of fluid. So they put it
no,
we have a nurse
not the
in
lack
this
of fluid.
Group. There's yeah, we have a nurse
fluid.
In this group. I'm going to send you the picture. So
I'll
send you
the
picture.
When it comes down to this, it's pneumonia. It's like pneumonia symptoms. So that's not lack of fluid. That's the increased levels of fluid
anyways,
in your lungs.
We have a nurse in the group that was actually talking with the people.
And I'm
just telling you what the nurse did, along with the x-ray that she put in, and I'm going
to
find it right now.
Hey, Black, smooth.
To tell you guys what she said here. So 1 second.
Tell the boy, because it's the fluid in the lungs. That's what pneumonia is. Right. Pneumonia-like symptoms is the increased level of fluid.
Well,
anyway,
I'm going to read. I'm going to read the caption. What she has as far as where we at? What she has as far as the caption with the picture of the X-ray of the people's lungs, and
yeah.
I think she was saying that they were shocked for the lack of. But it was a very interesting post here.
Right. But unfortunately,
to see the lungs, it was crazy.
When you have mucus in your lungs, right, it reduces your capacity to actually breathe. That's why you have ventilators. You see what I'm saying? If you have lack
unless
of fluid,
unless it dries it out, so it can dry it out.
No, it can dry it out, but guess what? Then you have the whooping cough. You see what I'm saying? But that's not different. You're
that's
not gonna,
what you.
You're not
that's
be
what
you
get. That's
what
a dry
breathe.
Cough come in at.
Right.
The extra dry
but you're
cough
not
with
be in
COVID.
A situation where all of a sudden you can't breathe. You see what I'm saying? That's two totally different symptoms.
But no, you get
up,
the dry
nigga.
Cough with COVID. That's what you get, where you can't breathe
right.
and it
you
hurts.
Get a dry cough with the COVID, but I'm talking about the fluid in the lungs. I don't care about the cough. The fluid in the lungs will cause you not to be able to breathe and not to be able to ascertain your oxygen level.
I'm just
you see saying.
Okay.
Like, yeah, man, come on now. Let's put a casket
right.
on that shit. A disclaimer.
There we go. There we go. All right.
Either way it goes, guys, use your garlic. The one lady said that, you know, she had her first couple of days, it wasn't bad, and then it started getting progressively worse every day, and then that's when she jumped in. She was like, hey, what can it hurt me to try? So guess what I'm going to tell you? What can it hurt you to try? No matter where you're at, just try your onions and hopefully that helps you
that's
out
said,
there.
Then
I'm trying to
beginning.
Find this damn post in a question because I want to see
it. Don't wait till you get fluid in your lungs. Then you got to go to the hospital.
So moving on.
That's the whole disclaimer part. Start that shit from the beginning. Don't
just
fuck around and be like,
political.
Oh, man, I got fluid in my lungs and put some onions on. Yeah, by then it's too late.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so,
try
I mean,
it. So, and still go to the hospital, but you got to do what you got to do,
exactly,
right? So we want
exactly,
to make sure
exactly.
that everybody is taken care of.
It's just another suggestion, too. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, here
everybody
you go.
Think they might have some symptoms. So, so with that being the case, too, also, too, immigration has been paused for 60 days. So
that's
we'll see how
all,
that goes.
Man.
Yeah.
Okay, so she
shut
said
down the
this
government.
Is a COVID-19
okay,
chest x-ray. The darker areas in the outline of the lungs, the white areas inside of the lungs are preliminary
see, what they would need the
nodules
to really,
because
to really
there is the absence of fluid is what we're concerned about. So it gives the chest x-ray, and it looks horrible. I ain't going to lie to you. And I pray for everybody out there. That's what made me want to say that. And the chest x-ray is just, I feel so bad for the people that have to go through this. But it was the conversation about different things to be able to try. And, you know, the lungs are absolutely crazy and horrible, but she's on the front line in the medical field, and like she said, there's the absence there, so they're saying pneumonia, but there's an absence of fluid, and that's what they're concerned about, and that's where this
that's,
nasty cause cough
that
comes
a
from
scarring and shit.
It, that's where the nasty
the
cough
you're
comes
about the
from
fluid.
Hey man, right. This thing became the COVID chop up. All right, so with that being the case. All right, so, you know what I'm saying,
let me read this last one that she put, and then he could go ahead and finish up. So this one, and this pertains to this, she said, with COVID, it's like no other we've ever seen. We do not know how herbs and spices react to this virus. I've looked at so many chest x-rays and CT scans of COVID. The problem with COVID is it does not produce fluid in the lungs like most respiratory infections. Also, the type of inflammation causes the lungs to dry out and cause a dry non-productive cough. And that's what's taking people like out of there with that cough. So I know what pneumonia is supposed to bring fluid, but this one with the COVID, it is not causing fluid on the lungs. And this is from
I guess every region is different.
I'm going to have to say this. Let me just say this one part, because y'all been going back and forth. The one thing that I will say is nobody has the answer to this COVID, and I think everybody's different.
Well, she's
so
a doctor, so I'm just going to give her last name, Antoinette,
man,
Dr.
Look.
Antoinette. She is a doctor in the ER, and she's
exactly.
a sister. Go ahead, sister. So I would take her more than anybody here because she's definitely looking into this, and she's being able to see this more than any of us have as she presented the photo of what it looks like. So I don't know. Go by what you want. I'm just telling you what the post did here. in the conversation.
What would be nice too, Black, you know, if you get a chance, when you post out the show, you know what I'm saying, and at, you know, especially if you missed the show or you want to listen to it again, Black is going to tweet it out. I'm going to retweet it. But Black, if you can put a picture, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, you know what I'm saying, if you could tweet that picture for anybody that's out there that, you know, listening, that they want to see exactly what you're talking about, I think that would be very helpful. So,
okay.
With that being
let me see.
Case,
let me go back and find it one more time.
Yeah. So yeah, take a screen.
Let me stress me out.
So with that being the case,
I'm gonna send it to you. How about that? And then.
All right. Cool. And I'll post it. Yeah. So with that too, I just wanted to touch on this because so many people is waiting on this, you know, stimulus and all that other stuff. So hopefully the next, I know the first wave went out last week and, you know, and the next wave is supposed to go out this week. And then, you know, it's been all types of things that, with the Treasury, and Trump's been bringing them in to have press conferences. And they're talking about, you know, saving certain businesses, small businesses, even big businesses. One thing that I thought was kind of interesting was, you know, I guess Shake Shack, you know, put their bid in as one of the businesses that needs to be saved, but, you know, they kind of gave the money back, you know what I'm saying, once they figured out that, oh, okay, we don't meet the criteria. Another.
No, they met the criteria. Don't lie.
Okay.
They met the criteria. That's where they got the money. But,
yeah,
like, motherfuckers need to understand there's loopholes to everything. Every franchise is not, every franchise is owned by an individual. You don't have 500 employees. You see what I'm saying? Which means what? You qualify for the SBA loan.
Okay.
So when you go to your bank, when you go to Chase, when you go to Capital One, they tell you, like, look, fuck, if you got a business, man, fill out for it.
Yeah.
I'm a franchise owner. I don't have 500 employees.
Mm. Okay.
When you own
all
a
right,
franchise, when you own like a McDonald's, you only make $100,000 a year. You do realize that, right, per store. That's what you make after you pay everybody off. Like, yeah, fucking right. They qualified for the shit, but they just put it up as a whole. Like, fuck it. We're going to say that we gave $10 million to Shake Shack. No, bitch. Yo, $10 million worth of fucking people that was applying for the shit.
Okay, well, look, Smooth. You know, you were fired today. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been right on point with all the topics.
Yeah, because I'm a business owner. I'm kind of pissed off about it because, you know, I put it in for mine. I ain't get it.
Oh,
okay. But I had to look into the shit. I was like, bitch.
So you give first-hand information. So you should definitely know about this. So what you think about the whole Harvard situation? You have to know about that.
Man, look, it's an educational. Hey, it's a business. Fuck it. It's a business. They set out for it and they won. Like, they got so many loopholes, like, they didn't do anything illegal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It wasn't illegal.
Trump,
like,
I
that's
thought what was interesting was, you know, how he called them out, like, hold up, Harvard, like, I know people, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all get so many boosters and this and that. Y'all got money. Like, Harvard, y'all don't need – this is for businesses that really need money.
No.
So I thought that was interesting.
The requirement says 500 employees and less. It's an SBA loan. It's a small
business.
Well, I
just sent you the pictures.
All right. Cool. So, yeah. So, all right. Well, you know, so that's it. So, you see how politics get everybody so, like, engulfed in a conversation. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, all three of us, you know, definitely want to give our definitely opinions on that. So just to lighten the mood, you know, we got about 8 minutes left of the show. I want to give my review on this one show that I got a chance to catch. I thought it was good. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was really good, actually. I haven't finished it yet, but it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's called Black as Fuck. Check it, man. Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend it. Thumbs up. I don't know if it have you either one of y'all saw it?
No, nah, I was talking to Black. She said she sent me something.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's
I
hashtag
sent it to Mo.
Black as Fuck.
I didn't know you want it.
Oh, I thought you said you sent it to me. No, I'm tripping.
No, I sent it to Mo.
Oh,
yeah.
Tripping. You know, Smooth definitely wants to see that. Too.
I'm old.
You know what I'm saying?
No, he know everything. So. He don't need to see it.
No, yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, I just be watching the news every day, but, you know, it's different down here to up there. Like, down here, they show the x-rays, it's accumulation of mucus. So, I mean, if they got something else going on up there, then all right, okay, cool. But, you know, so.
You know,
at
I think
I'm
everybody.
Saying it's
I think,
an aspect of being an asshole about it. I'm just saying from down here, what they keep showing us is the accumulation. You see what I'm saying? Everybody down here is suffering from it, and they're on ventilators because they don't have the capacity of their lungs. But, yeah, they do have the motherfuckers that be getting the scarred tissues on their lungs and shit. But, all right, I mean, don't get personal. You ain't got to be like, I'm being an asshole. I'm just telling you shit.
No, I said you know everything. I didn't say asshole.
It just goes to show you. This
dude, that's the same thing.
Go ahead, Mo. He's trying to give a review on his damn show now.
Oh,
you know,
give
it just goes to show.
On Black as Fuck.
Yeah, just go. Yeah, it just goes to show this COVID is a serious thing. I'm just getting the energy from y'all. Like, wow. So, you know, everybody be careful out here. But anyway, Black as Fuck. Definitely a cool show on Netflix. Check it out. I'm up to probably maybe episode 6 or 7. Cool ass family show, man, but it's from a different point of view. So just to give you like a little synopsis, I don't want to give it away, but it's the same writer. The writer of Blackish, Grownish, Mixedish, he's the star of the show. So it's just his perspective. You know, he paid now because all three of those shows are successful. So he getting that money, living the Hollywood life. And it kind of reminds me of Curb Your Enthusiasm. So, you know, if anybody ever seen Curb Your Enthusiasm, it's a popular show that's on HBO. The writer, Larry David, was the writer of Seinfeld. And then, of course, you know, it's just kind of showing his way through Hollywood. And it's some just cool shit, man. Shout out to Rashida Jones. That's Quincy Jones' daughter. She's of mixed descent. You know, she's a mulatto. But what's interesting about her role is I think she's excellent and funny on the show. She was always in, like, you know, white shows, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? The Office was one of my favorites. You know what I'm saying? My wife was just binge-watching all the seasons again, so I got a chance to see her on that. But, you know, that's like a white kind of show, even though I enjoy it. You know what I'm saying? It's office politics that you just see and funny shit that happens when you work in an office. But she was in that, you know, even though she's mixed, she was kind of on her white side. And this is kind of interesting because it's like her, you know, being his wife as a black family. You know what I'm saying? And it's just interesting, man. And it's, and then, you know, each episode has a different, like, topics it gets on. But the theme of the show is because of slavery. And it's just funny, you know what I'm saying? Because this is modern, everyday shit that we as black Americans go through here, I guess, and experience. And I guess the writing, it's real sharp, smart writing when you really, like, watch the episodes. But it's funny at the same time. And it's, like, because of slavery. And it just, you know, just makes you think. You know what I'm saying? It definitely does, but in a cool-ass way. Especially a dude, he's getting money out in L.A., living a life, and just his family. So definitely check that out. I stumbled upon it. Well, my wife stumbled upon it. And I thought it was some bullshit. Then I started watching, like, damn, this shit is good. Because I never really liked, I mean, you know, Blackish is cool. I really like Mixedish. I think I like that one the most. And Grownish, you know, I kind of like Different World. It doesn't hold weight to, like, a Different World as far as the young college experience. But maybe that's from my generation. So, but shout out to this. It's definitely good. And then with that being the case, last, we got about 4 minutes left. Shout out to Kanye West. Dude, Forbes definitely just showed him as he's a billionaire now, officially. You know what I'm saying? So I just, hats off, man. Dude been grinding for a minute. And it just showed, you know, how you have a, you really have to have a diversified portfolio, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because he only had really 17 million cash. I don't want to say only because it's still a lot of money, but, you know, wretchedly, you know, speaking, being a billionaire, 17 million cash. I kind of like tried to, I don't know, you know, I don't want to be misquoted, but 17 million cash. He's got about 100, his catalog with his good music and production and all that is worth about 100 million. But what really just took him over the top was the Yeezys. You know what I'm saying? With him being the major stakeholder in that, now it's whatever his original stake is, it just jumped, and now I guess with the projections coming out, it's like times 10, and I guess the way Forbes calculates all that, that's what's going to project him as a billionaire. And when you really think about it, you kind of see it coming, man, because and it just goes to show you passion and determination, how it can get you far, man, because the Yeezus sneakers, he just took that Michael Jordan blueprint, you know what I'm saying? So the way the Jordans is basically, you know, they just keep rehashing them, but the classics, and just bring them out every so often, make it rare. They're expensive, so, you know, not everybody's going to have them because they're rare. They only come out on certain occasions, and then they're going to be very expensive, so the average person can't just buy them. So don't get just the market doesn't get diluted, so it's got that kind of, like, sense of, like, when you had these, like, you kind of, like, different, or, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But he took that model. And yeah, man, I just made him a billionaire. So it's gonna be interesting to see how he moves now. Because once you get that billionaire status, you know, we saw it first with Dr. Dre, then we see it with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Now we're seeing it with Kanye. Well, before that, we saw with Oprah and freaking Michael Jordan. It's like you start just to move different. You know what I'm saying? Because now you ain't a millionaire anymore. You're a billionaire. So that's just a whole other status. So it's going to be interesting. I think he really definitely has political aspirations. So this is going to be interesting to see the type of music he puts out. If he's going to stay with this whole Christian wave and just ride it until, because I think Trump is definitely winning the election 2020, ride it until 2024. And then go with it. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch. So, you know, I thought that was kind of interesting. So with that being the case, this has been a high-packed show. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even get to all the topics because we had so much quality discussions going on with the times that we're in right now. So shout out to Black. Shout out to Smooth on the check-in. Definitely check out the retweet. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put this out there as soon as Black tweets it. I'm going to probably try to tweet that picture that Black sent me. So, you know, just fuck with us. Shout out to everybody that's following the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. And this is it, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. You know, every Sunday we just chop it up here, man. So that's what's up. I don't know if anybody else
got anything. Thank you very much. See you the same time, same place next week. We're doing it again.
All right, everybody be safe out there.
Peace.